Well, we are coming to the final stages of June, and it's another beautiful Sunday here in our tri-state region. It's time for Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. You can find Willie's website, sportingacause.com, on the web, where he lists events in chronological order that are coming up that are all fundraisers and all sports-related. And once again, we say a good Sunday morning to Willie Hallahan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall, and happy Father's Day to you.
And happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Exactly. I want to go through my list of calendar headings, and then afterwards maybe say a word or two about, let's call it the psychology of cancellations. That's kind of an issue, and maybe be informative to some of your listeners. Anyway, for the rest of this month, the 8th annual Vegan Power 50 and 25K races can be run virtually. As so many of these virtual races go, you can run your race when and where you want, and there'll be an online mechanism where you can turn in your time. You can do that for the rest of June for this race. The Millbrook Print Run has been canceled. This is for the second year in a row. That race always benefited the Millbrook Early Childhood Education Center. Another cancellation, the Hopped Up for Health 5K, 12K, and 50-mile ride has been canceled, again, for the second year. This race was started, three or four years ago, I guess, by Big Elm Brewery in Sheffield for the purpose of raising money for Volunteers in Medicine, the Berkshire chapter. And this is a great, great charity. They provide health care to people who can't afford it. And last year, the Volunteers in Medicine were supposed to take over the race and run it themselves for their own benefit, but they haven't had the chance to yet because the pandemic ended it last year. This year, again, it's been canceled. Another cancellation, I'm sorry to be giving so many of these, the Berkshire Bike and Fly was a big event up in Great Barrington. That's been canceled for the second year. This was part of the larger Berkshire Bike and Fly Festival held at the Great Barrington Airport with support by the Great Barrington Rotary Club for the Rotary's benefit. And today, Father's Day, is the longest day. That's sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association to show that every day is the longest day if you're either an Alzheimer's sufferer or certainly a caregiver for an Alzheimer's sufferer. This has always been an informal kind of event, virtual, if you will, where people are asked to just do something they love to do, either play a round of golf or go for a run or a walk or hold a barbecue and maybe, you know, collect some money for the Alzheimer's Association. Today is also the day for the annual Father's Day Monster Lobster Shoot and Raffle. This is sponsored by the Great Barrington Fish and Game Association. They don't shoot lobsters, I'm guessing, but somehow you can show your marksmanship and skills and maybe win a lobster. Also today, this is an in-person event, which is good to see, the Ryan McElroy 3rd Annual Children's Cancer Foundation 5K Run, Walk, and 10K. This, as I said, is an in-person race. And the proceeds of this race will benefit the Ryan McElroy Foundation for Childhood Cancer. Tomorrow, Monday the 21st, the Joe Bunnell Golf Tourney will be held at Fairview Farm Golf Course over in Harlington. This is the first year of this event, when it was sold out almost as soon as it was organized. Joe Bunnell was a standout baseball player at Litchfield High School, and later he played with the Tri-State Trojans of the Tri-State League. He passed away this past year, and a scholarship was named for him, and this tournament will help fund that. Starting Thursday the 24th, actually it starts Wednesday with a Pro-Am tournament, but Thursday starts the Travelers Championships at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell. All the big names are going to be there. It's going to be a great event. And more importantly, literally hundreds of charities, both big ones and tiny ones, will benefit from this event. This Friday, the 25th, the Torrington Child Care Center 10th Annual Golf Tournament will be held at Fairview Farms Golf Course. Like most tournaments these days, it's a four-person scramble format. It's $140 per person to get in, and of course the money goes to the child care center. Next Sunday, the 27th, the 98th annual Roundhill Highland Games will be held at Lime Rock Park. This is where strong men and women, and I guess kids too, will be throwing heavyweights around and winning prizes. It's $20 per person to get in if you're an adult and $15 for children. Also, it's worthy of note, military personnel and their families can get in for free to this event with an ID. And also next Sunday will be the Run with the Animals 5K. This is going to be held at the Action Wildlife Place in Goshen. This is the first of four different running events that's organized by the Northwest Connecticut YMCA. It funds their, I call it a scholarship program, but basically they provide access for families who can't afford it. They give them memberships to the Y. And their next race after this one will be in July during Canaan Railroad Days. So that's about it for the calendar. And Marshall, I wanted to talk a little bit about events that have been canceled. Of course, because of the pandemic, there were cancellations all over the place. But I want to go back to the years before that. It seems like long ago, but 2 years ago and back, whenever there's an event canceled, and there are reasons for it, I've seen it happen over the years. An organization that's been holding an event, be it a golf tournament or a running event, for 20 years or so, they decide to take a year off. It could be any number of reasons. Either there's some burnout among the organizers, they're having trouble getting enough volunteers, or for whatever reason, they just decide to take a year off and we'll do it again next year. Well, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't come back. The thinking is that, well, we've been doing this for so long, people will remember it. Well, in just 1 year, without that event, people find other things to do. You know, if you're a runner or a golfer, you've always put that first Saturday in July on your calendar, and volunteers do the same thing to make room for that event. Well, when 1 year of it not being on your calendar, and people have found something else to do. I'm afraid now, having said all that, last year with the pandemic, that was a different situation, totally. Everybody canceled, certainly through the spring and throughout the summer. Events started to come back in the fall a little bit. Because of the unique nature of that, all the things I've just said I don't think apply. But what I'm worried about, as I did today and I have been recently, I'm announcing the cancellation of events for the second year. The pandemic year and events that are, for whatever reasons, because they had to make these decisions early, they've canceled them for the second year running. My fear is, and in my observation, it will happen. Many, many of these events just aren't coming back, and that'll be too bad. And if they do want to bring them back, they'll almost have to start over because people have found other things to do. They'll have to reintroduce people to their event that they want to come and play. They'll have to get a whole new set of volunteers or convince the old ones to come back. It's not going to be easy. And just because you've been around a long time doesn't mean people will come rushing back to your event. I would hope that they do, but history says otherwise.
You know, and that goes with an old slogan in business. Once you set your hours and your doors are open, the minute you change that without notice, even if it's for like one weekend and you shut your doors for a couple of days, the logic and the proof behind the thing is that certain people just don't ever come back once they find that door shut.
And yeah, that's so true. And lots of times it's a lack of confidence. Oh, they're closed. I can't count on them to be open. I think I call it the psychology of cancellation, for lack of a better word. But there's a lot of psychology at work here. You know, for all kinds of reasons, both conscious and un. It's just the way it is. And I hate to think that some of these very worthy causes are going to lose their events because of what happened. But I'm afraid it's going to. They'll be starting all over again.
Well, that's the whole thing. You have to start off at ground zero, and that's always so tough. That's why events that cancel one year and then this year postpone, put towards later in the summer, even that is better because they're still holding the event. But
yeah.
2 years of cancellations, you're right. That's a long time to forget about something. Even if you supported it for 20 years before that, if you don't do it for 2 years, it's really hard to get them back.
Yeah. No, it's an eternity in terms of keeping people's attention.
Yeah. It's one of the, you know, I look at the pandemic and now that we're coming out of it, and I say to myself, you know, about a year and 4 months of everybody being isolated from one another is tough enough. But when you take the other events, if you're a business or if you're a fundraising organization or a 501c3, it's even harder. So the results of cancellations, whether it's from a pandemic or whatever, especially over a two-year period, are devastating.
Yeah. Well, we just got to keep the faith.
Yep. All right, Willie. Well, sportingacause.com is the location to find out more. And, Willie, we'll speak to you next week. And just remember this, next Sunday, it'll be getting darker quicker.
Oh, man. Yeah, sad but true.
All right.
Thank you, Marshall. You take care.
Take care, Willie.
Bye.
Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Once again, the website, sportingacause.com. And you can find Willie on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Sporting a Cause.